In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And now. Promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
Oh, it's a lot of people here, folks. The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. The area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, growlers and crowlers, and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Lindo is here with us as always, and you've brought some people with you.
I didn't know you had friends. That's like something you would say to me. How's it feel now?
I'm fine with it because I don't have a lot of friends.
You work a lot.
It's very awkward.
I made it weird. Sorry.
Wow. Jason makes it weird.
Yeah, that quick. That's shocking.
Wow.
But you brought people.
And you brought two beers. So this is good.
We got beer. We have friends. It's going to be a good day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So are we going to wait till after beer news?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do that.
We could say hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We got some people. Special guests.
Is this the teaser?
Yeah, what do you want to tease? How do we tease this?
We're going to do it. These are my friends from Rheingeist Brewery.
Wonderful.
And in about 3 minutes, we're going to drink some beer and find out what Rheingeist is.
Awesome.
I'm very excited, and I thank you in advance for coming. This is really, really cool. First, we'll do beer news.
All right.
And we'll come right back.
Stick around here for our guests and two great beers.
60 seconds away.
Beer.
News.
Good morning, everybody. Here is your WIOK Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week, courtesy of MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
In this week's news, Russian River will be adding two beers called Robert Saison and Janami Saison. Robert Saison will be a classic Saison that hits 6.2% ABV, and Janami Saison will be a Saison that is fermented with Brettanomyces, or Brett yeast. That also hits 6.2% ABV, and both beers will be packaged in 330 ml bottles. Firestone Walker is adding 805 Chelada, and that will be a salted lime chili flavored lager. The beer hits 5% ABV, and it will be packaged in big 24-ounce cans. Finally, New Holland and Dungeons & Dragons are teaming up again for a second collaboration. This one will be called Dragon's Milk Coconut Rum Barrel Reserve. That beer hits 11% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12-ounce cans. That is your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. And as always, you can click on the Breaking Beer News tab on MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
For all the latest details.
Yeah.
Details.
Back. Some weeks we get the details.
And the aroma is just fantastic today.
Thank you, Nancy. I showered.
Yeah, it's not you and the Lysol.
That's a long story. Go back to our podcast.
Or don't.
All right, Rheingeist. You don't want to know.
What is Rheingeist?
Thank you.
No. So we have Andy and Mark here from Rheingeist, and I met them the other night. We hung out and had a couple of beers, and I got to try these beers already, and they're fantastic. But my question is, what is Rheingeist? Where's the name? I know it's from Cincinnati, but that's pretty much what I know.
Yeah, Rheingeist, we're a brewery out of Cincinnati, Ohio. We've been around 13 years. Bob and Bryant started it 13 years ago in a really cultural part of Cincinnati that's been known for brewing heritage for over 130 years. So really just kind of dove into the heritage and got the name Rhine. It's from the Over the Rhine district of Cincinnati. And Rheingeist means spirit of the Rhine. Kind of the ethos of the company and kind of our iconic design and with the skull drop. And it's kind of where it generated.
I love the skull drop. So it's a visual, folks.
So was it originally like a German flair or no?
I think it was just – I think it kind of paid homage to the history of the brewing within that district of Cincinnati that 130 years ago when it started was largely German.
Okay.
And that's kind of like where it originated from. And they kind of just want to pay homage to like the history of it and the brewing that happened.
So connected to the people of Germany, if that makes sense. Yeah, huge nice. Influx of.
Yep.
This is so the first beer we are tasting, right? This is the one that had quite a bit of like a nice head on it. Delicious aroma.
Yeah, so this is Truth IPA. It's our flagship, pretty much what the brewery's built on here. So this is 7.2%, 75 IBUs. get a little bit of grapefruit notes out of it. So it's really smooth. Not a lot of West Coast IPAs, and I think that's what makes it different out there. There's a lot of hop bombs, a lot of juicy IPAs, but this is really smooth. And as I mentioned, with these grapefruit notes, pretty approachable. So we're really excited.
This is when we talk about me coming around to it. It seems to be this West Coast IPA thing for me. Anybody who doesn't like that kind of bitter, this is very smooth.
This is like, to me, this is a laid back, real IPA, not the new COVID and post COVID hazy juice bomb things. This is what, if you opened up a dictionary in 1999 of what an IPA is supposed to be, this is a West Coast IPA before you had to clarify West Coast.
Right.
And it's just, your mouth's not on fire with the hops.
No.
You're afraid of hoppy IPAs. This is nice and gentle and you get the flavors of the hop.
Right. IPAs for me have always been scary because they tasted like you were, like how you'd feel if you stepped on a thumbtack.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, but you don't like how it feels. It's like, oh, man.
Some people do, but this is
great.
Really good. I like this a lot. Yeah. 7.2% too.
It is.
Okay,
right?
So just be careful.
Very
smooth. That's not, because I wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah, so it'll sneak up on you.
Yeah, tonight we're going to have this on draft. And then it's bigger brother. What's his name?
Truth Bomb. So that one's 9.5%.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's it's still pretty crushable, but you get a little more heat on the end from it, a little more boozy. But again, very good and dialed in.
Now, you're using what I think is beer slang. When you say crush, do you mean recycling, crush the can, or are you talking about the kids say drink it?
Pretty much drink it then, right?
Okay, just for clarification purposes, let's go.
You know how those single cans go anymore? No, yeah, it's a big piece of the business. It's kind of transitioned now, especially with those higher ABV beers.
I like it.
Wait, okay. What am I drinking now? Tell me.
Are you on the next one?
Oh, I thought we did.
We didn't go yet.
He's just hot.
I was mentioning another beer that we don't have with us here in the studio, and I'm going to mention another one. We're also doing the Juicy IPA.
Yes. Juicy Truth.
Juicy
After
Truth.
We say don't go juicy.
Yeah.
So you'll have Truth IPA, you'll have Truth Bomb, and you'll have Juicy Truth.
All of them.
On
draft, and we're going to have them available in cans too. If you don't have time to stay for a beer, we can get a 19.2 for you, something like that.
Right.
But this next beer is, now you could try it.
It's
Jason.
The now beer for me.
It's the now beer.
This is good.
This beer.
Oh my God, this is delicious.
We just were talking about it before we came into the studio because it's kind of blowing my mind. I really wasn't sure what it is. But since I screw most things up, you guys can explain this one.
What's it called?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It is called Bubbles. We're actually trying the Imperial version, so this is the 9%, but our core base one is 6.2, still, you know, a little more on the boozy end, but very dialed in with the cranberry, peach, and apple juice that's added to this.
Okay.
It is a beer, and I think everybody here is probably messes with your mind a little bit, because you're like, wow,
Is it a cider? Is it a beer? That's right. kind of where my questions were coming from.
It's probably too confusing to name a beer. Like, huh? What?
Right.
Right, but that's why I'm like, what is it?
Yeah.
Very confusing.
I love this.
You said apple juice really jumps out to me.
It does, right?
There's no way anybody would guess the ABV of 9 on this guy.
Nope, not at all.
It does not drink like a 9. And the regular version, which I tried the other night, that's not the Imperial version, is even more confusing because it's just like tastes like juice.
Yeah. It's making me salivate.
I promise you, you're
supposed to drink more.
It's a little sour, you know? It's like something in it. It's so good.
I want to clarify this by saying this. This makes me feel nostalgic because when you're growing up, like I remember, like early like high school parties, someone would be like, "Let's make some punch or something."
Did you grow up yet?
I'm thinking back. And you go through all these things like that's horrible, and then you nail it one day.
Yeah,
this is what that is. This is when we finally were like, we got it right.
The right potion.
Yeah. Yes.
Got it.
It's really good.
Yes, and very
it's,
good.
It's cranberry, peach, apple. You said
yes. There. Correct.
It is really good. This is also great for someone who maybe isn't into a beer. Like as someone who doesn't, if they don't like beer,
it's not beery.
No.
Yeah.
So this is actually, we classify it as beer for wine lovers. We've done a lot of research.
I was going to say, but you're a wine lover. It's the closest, I'm a wine lover. So.
Yeah. It's the closest gateway that we've kind of, as wine drinkers look for something in the segment. And it's very approachable. And I think that's where we kind of garnered some.
I would drink this rather than wine. And I like wine.
Yeah.
But this is, to me, superior to that.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Now that you said wine.
Yeah, I get that too.
It's a rosé. It is a rosé.
It is.
It's like a wine crossover, but for people who aren't pretentious.
Correct.
And it's really good.
This is stupid good.
It is.
And this is in a can?
Yes.
It's fabulous.
How many times do you meet people who say, look, I shouldn't have drank as much as I did, but this is your fault. It's too good. I feel like this is that beer you go, I usually don't have so much. Yeah, but
I'm not blowing smoke because I'm trying to get these guys to be my friends because they're just in town now.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I know you do, but this is legit good.
This is fantastic. I have to say this is one of my favorites that we've ever done. But then again, you know, I do like wine. So, but I love this. Is this going to be on draft?
Uh-huh.
It's on draft. No, this is tonight.
This is tonight, yeah.
Tonight, guys. You got to get to Sabatini.
Starting at about 5 o'clock. We're running like a happy hour. We'll have it on all night. But it's starting off as a happy hour. We'll be there 5 to 7 or so, smashing bubbles.
I want some skull drop merch. You guys selling that stuff?
We do.
They do sell that.
Everyone always makes jokes that essentially like we're a beer company that sells merchandise because everybody, the logo really resonates and kind of pops. And people are like, where do you get that stuff?
Is it online?
On our website, yes.
Okay.
Very cool. Is that sunglasses or moves?
What?
The logo with the skull. Is it sunglasses?
Oh, no. No, it's just the skull drop for the history of the brewery.
Okay, I thought it might be that or someone in a bikini and a bad tattoo.
So weird.
Only you see boobs in the skull.
There's no boobs there. What are you talking about?
Hey, beer's subjective. I guess you know the images.
No, it looks like...
What?
I'm not saying...
I don't know what boobs you've seen.
No. Do you want me to download the list?
Listen, I wasn't thinking boobs. If you saw the tap handle, the tap handle looks like something else. No. But it doesn't look like boobs.
Yeah. Is it?
He's had a really weird morning. I want you to know I've gone through a roller coaster ride.
Well, you're sitting
today.
In a room with Jason all morning. What do you expect?
It's been even weirder, Linda. You don't even know. Yeah, it's been strange. But this is good because now I used to think of Cincinnati and think whatever you guys do is chili
and the boobs. I can't find the boobs.
It's called Bubbles. This is fantastic.
This is delicious.
I mean, I have to be honest. I love the other one too. I love Truth. Don't get me wrong. If you like,
that's the truth.
It's really good. But the Bubbles. I should buy like. How do you sell that? Six packs.
Six packs. Yeah, and then. A single serve in
those.
Before I get called out. Yes, once again, another guest, another apology. I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable. is that good for everybody?
It takes a lot to make us uncomfortable.
So you guys are going to be at Sabatini's. today? Are you guys going to be down there?
Well, there'll be somebody, but, you know, unfortunately, we'll be traveling through the state.
So we have a representative.
There's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be fun.
That's really cool.
Everybody get out tonight, because this is, I'm telling you, either one of these, you are going to be absolutely just impressed with. I think they're going
to
love it.
I feel like I went like 0 to 100, and like I'm like, oh, I don't recognize this brand, and now I'm like, where can I get more?
Well, Andy and Mark, since I don't have a lot of friends, I appreciate you guys coming in here and pretending for the day. And
thank you.
It's been great. I wish we could stay longer. Yeah. Next segment, or
come back another time.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
What is the next segment?
I never know.
I don't know. We just want to get the hell out of here. To be honest with you, it's Friday. This is like, it's like 10 to 5 for us. I just want you to know that. Okay, so it's really early. Like,
yeah, and it's like, and it's like 8:47 for me.
I know. You still got a long way to go. Sure, thank you so much for the beers we talked today. Yeah. Rheingeist Brewery. This is the spirit of the Rhine, folks. Truth IPA, and we've done Bubbles, which is the cranberry peach apple, just phenomenal.
It's just to scull your weirdos.
Yes, it's not. Better? It's not what Jason
nailed
was.
Thank you.
And get to Sabatini's tonight. So have fun tonight.
We will.
All right. Yeah. And then go to the Rheingeist Brewery. What's your website? Because if people want, you got to see this logo. It's great.
www.rheingeist, R-H-I-N-E-G-E-I-S-T.com. The merch is on there and all the history. So
good stuff.
Hope you try us out.
Thank you. Enjoy Northeast PA before you head on back. All right, the Friday Beer Buzz, as always, brought to you by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter, the Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.